a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
Happy New Year, everybody.
You know, I suppose it's entirely possible that people are listening to this live, and it's already 2019.
Or 2020. The moon, a dead satellite, orbiting the Earth aimlessly.
I don't think that's how that works. But we're thrilled, no matter how you're digesting the show.
I've got a ticket to the moon.
No, it doesn't matter how you're enjoying the show. We're glad that you're here.
Or at least listening.
And we're thrilled that you're part of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
How are you?
I want to start talking about a certain team that plays their games in Soldier's Field.
For crying out loud.
Was that something else? I had a completely different...
It was a lot of fun to watch the Vikings, their quarterback, their coach.
A team that is known as the Bears.
Just the Bears.
The collective fandom just having a meltdown.
The Miller boys just somewhere burning jerseys yesterday. I was watching a game over at Erickson's house yesterday, and I kept asking him about the Miller boys and what they were doing. At the moment, he said,
Miller boys 2018, yeah, 2019.
What does that look like? We don't know. Experience had a very different experience watching that game than I was expecting because I thought what was going to happen, and this is what we were led to believe all week long, Nagy was going to keep an eye on the scoreboard,
mm-hmm.
and if the Rams were just putting it to the Niners, which seemed pretty obvious that they were going to.
We buried the Lions.
Yeah.
Then we buried the Packers.
That's true.
And now we've buried the Vikings.
It's all true. It's all very true, and I got to say this.
Larry Zonka's got his own show, do you know that?
Like a podcast or
no,
a show?
No, it's a television show.
The Larry Zonka
it's
show?
The Larry Zonka show, he basically...
What is this on? How am I not aware of it?
He makes his way up to Alaska and then uses the all the advantages and technology of NASA to shoot a bear.
You're kidding me.
It's something.
You're kidding me.
Uh-uh, no. You'll find it all at Larry Zonka. .com.
Fuck crying out loud. Holy man. What do you call that?
So that's a real thing.
Manny Diaz. Yes. Now that sounds like you're either a boxer or you play the trumpet.
Trio. Yeah, he is trio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's the trio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's the trumpet. Trumpeter. they open and close with Spanish Flea, all of their sets.
Uh-huh.
It's weird. You guys want to hear Spanish Flea one more time?
The hottest combo on the South Beach. What do you know about football? Nothing.
I'm about hot licks and cool jazz.
And then I guess congratulations to our Cover 5 winner. We have one. It was not you this year.
I can't get the damn internet to work.
I'm pretty sure.
Who won the Cover 5? I can't.
What the hell you call that?
I can't get it to work.
Come on, let's go, you guys.
I'm trying.
Jeez. Rough.
No, I'm pretty sure our leader hung on Dr. Sergeant Pepper with 262 points.
Is that a fact?
So he won by 26 and a half points.
Ever since I installed Chrome on this laptop, I can't get nothing to work.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, but I had to put Chrome on it for work. But now I'm thinking, it's Chrome, because it's just been nothing but problems. I can't get Safari. That's where I did all the preparation. For today's show.
So we need to find out who Dr. Sergeant Pepper is.
We will find that out. We can find that out.
I know. We found out in the past.
Yes.
So congratulations. You've won a $50 gift card to Capriati.
Ice Cities.
Okay, yeah.
And listening to Paul Allen this morning.
Not pleased?
Oh, PA is not happy with things. And at one point he said, I should have been rolling tape on the Paul Allen show. He was saying, the opponents might listen to the show and be convinced that they're good because of something I, Paul Allen, says.
My nephew, for some reason, was at the Pittsburgh game yesterday.
Oh, really?
So that was a situation where they did win.
Mm-hmm. Now, all the smart money was go ahead and lose to the Vikings and then play the Vikings next
week.
What
would it be like for you to have your arch rival have to get something done for you and then fail? And you're like, I knew it!
Ooh, yeah. If I was counting on my arch rival... If I was counting on my arch rival to get something done that should be doable.
Which should be doable. Right. It's the sort of thing they typically can take care of.
Yeah, I see.
And then they don't. I knew it.
That's got to be just the worst. It's got to be infuriating, right?
9 times out of 10, you would get this done. And right? I know that you pulled the rug out from underneath me, didn't you?
It was more than 20 years ago. I saw a Bears game at Soldier's Field, and it was Bears versus Eagles. And if the Bears won, they were going to the playoffs, because the only other thing that had to happen was that the 49ers had to beat the Atlanta Falcons. And the Atlanta Falcons, it was a done deal. But then somehow the Falcons won, and the 49ers didn't do what they were supposed to do. And this was before we all had cell phones. And they didn't really do a lot of telling you what the scores were at other games. And it was as we were walking down the concourse, somebody was like, I just heard on the radio, Niners didn't do it. And then we were like, that can't be true.
Talking,
Niners.
Damn shame.
Let us
down. It's a damn shame that Uncle Fuzzy doesn't get to see this team.
Doug Buffon would like this team.
He would not be sticking pencils in his neck.
Yeah.
He would not be biting puppies in half.
Right. Right. We were talking about that yesterday.
It's a shame he doesn't get to see it.
Does Ed do anything?
No.
Obradovich isn't on anywhere?
I think he said once Doug's gone, well, I'm going to bow out as well.
So OB's not on the radio anywhere?
He's on pool.
Doug,
he's on pool watch.
Just speaking. Here's what I want to listen to.
I keep an eye on the pool, because I am not going to get accused of that again.
Not again.
Not again.
What am I, Milt Pappas? What if you do this? You just set up a live remote from Doug Buffon's gravesite, and it's just OB talking to the tombstone. It would sound pretty similar to the show they used to do.
I think I saw a rumbling.
And let me tell you this. Doug.
Drink.
Doug,
drink.
I know you're dead, Doug, but you cannot, in the National Football League, Doug, you cannot win with a quarterback like Kirk Cousins, Doug.
Ed, you cannot win in the great beyond. You must run the ball.
Welcome to the Spectral Afterlife After Show. I brought to you by Jiffy Lube on the Score 670.
We'll be here all day.
Doug, I wanted to stick a pencil in my neck, Doug.
I have no... It went right through my... Like a ghost.
Brett Favre goes back to pass. He pumps. Now he fires over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
It was
intercepted by Tracy Porter. Near side to the 40. And John Sullivan runs him down at the 47-yard line. You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw.
I believe it.
Looking at that play, he should have just held on to it, Paul. He should have. He could have easily gotten 5 or 6 yards if he would have just pulled that thing down and dove forward. But why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal.
Yeah, because...
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because everyone always hits 56-yard field goals.
Oh.
That's a chip shot.
Oh, yeah.
Play the very beginning of that again, because at the beginning, you still hear the optimism, and then it just drains from his face.
You can hear the
switch. The excitement. You can
Brett
hear...
Favre goes I still got a chance. Pass. He pumps. Now he fires over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. It was intercepted.
You can hear it.
There's still a chance.
Oh, yeah.
There is optimism.
Oh, he believes with all his heart.
I believe that Brett's going to do it.
Oh, yeah. Number 4's got
it. I like beer. I still like beer. Come on, Brett.
Can I tell you one of my favorite things since the last time we've done the show? And I want to talk one more thing about Paul Allen before we say goodbye to Barrett's talk. They kept showing the video of the Minnesota Miracle last season.
Yes.
And Paul Allen says, I can't believe what I just saw. Is that like his catchphrase? Because he says it on that Brett Favre clip that we play all the time.
He says the same sort of thing when they bring out his breakfast.
I got waffles and orange juice and, oh, I don't believe what I just saw. Sausages.
I ordered bacon.
I wanted links.
Ponder breakfast sausage?
Why do you ponder links? I should have patties. This isn't Bob Evans. This is Cracker Barrel.
Brett Favre goes back to pass. He pumps. Now he fires over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
It was just the best.
Yeah. I got up and listened to the Paul Allen show today on the radio there, and it was just simply exquisite. You want to tell Sharma who's bringing us to Sharma?
I'm going to go get my...
I can't get any internet on this device, which is crazy because we're clearly on the internet right now. People are listening to the show. Thank you, people. You're the real stars.
Hard to say what's going on there. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new location. They are now in the Village of East Davenport. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport, and their bridal sale is going out their engagement ring, starting at just $350, and their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. Also, check out their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time. They help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Of course, mention Nacho Radio, and with the purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated, and take advantage of their interest-free financing options. The podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich. And congratulations. And again, congratulations to Dr. Sergeant Pepper, who's going to be getting that $50 gift card from Capriati's. James also has a location first at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of your trays or build specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs and for that extraordinary event, maybe a New Year's party. Build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone and Romano cheese and baked rolls. Of course, if you're there for just lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
Well, isn't that marvelous?
It's a great deal.
I saw you celebrated your birthday over some sort of hibachi, it looked like. Saw a video of you and a gentleman named Ron enjoying a festive birthday dance that got, I'll say
a little lewd.
Downright erotic.
Uh-huh.
Now, did you know that, Kat?
My dad.
That was your dad.
That's my dad.
Whose birthday is the same day.
I was born on his 30th birthday.
Because he was acting like he didn't know you.
Well,
the body language is like that. I don't know this guy.
Although that was from a few years ago. That might have been my actual 50th birthday.
Oh, so that was just a repost.
That was a repost.
Okay. Well, it's some.
Although Dad is still with us, so we celebrated the birthday together, and
you have a tradition that you call your dad and you say happy birthday,
and he says same to you. He's never wished me a happy birthday in my life. And then he let it slip. Oh, I guess he didn't let it slip. He just came out and said he planned on having me in December.
Why was that?
I don't know. Tax break, I'm guessing.
I had to get you in before the 31st.
He was like, he goes, well, I've got a birthday then, and I guess I wanted someone else to suffer the same way.
No, that's kind of genius.
So I put it to Mom in March.
So I can get what I want.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've seen this. Before we get into the actual top five things, there's a thing going online. This is from Sesame Street. Sesame Street. You remember the character Grover?
Yes.
There's talk that Grover let an F-bomb fly on a show.
Years ago or recently?
No, this is a recent thing. That you can hear Grover dropping an F-bomb.
Different words get used anymore.
But not on Sesame Street. Right? I mean,
when is Sesame Street on?
I couldn't tell you. You know,
is it on every day?
I think so. I think it's on weekdays.
Weekdays on PBS?
Is it just on weekdays?
Boy, that's a lot of work. Doing Sesame Street 5 days a week for 40 years?
I feel like they rerun a lot of that stuff, though.
They play the classics?
Yeah, because they're still doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Count Obvious? What's his real name?
He's just called the Count.
He's just called the Count.
Yeah, you're the one that Count Obvious is not... It's
not a real thing.
No. Well, it is to me. Don't ruin it. People think that Grover dropped the F-bomb on Sesame Street. I want to play this for you.
See if you hear it.
And just listen to Grover here using some rather colorful language on PBS's Sesame Street.
Now, usually Grover pretty mild-mannered, right?
He's a little crazy.
Is he crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, Grover gets a little nuts.
He's no Cookie Monster, though.
Well, I mean, who is? Cookie Monster isn't Cookie Monster anymore. Now he eats vegetables or some damn thing. Listen to this and tell me if you hear it. Grover.
Move the camera! Yes! Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea! Move the camera! Yes! Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea! Move the camera! Yes! Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea!
Yeah, I hear it. What are they trying to say he's saying?
He's saying, that sounds like an excellent idea. Oh. And now that I've told you what he actually says, that sounds like an excellent idea. See if you hear that now.
Okay.
Excellent idea! Move the camera! Yes! Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea!
Yeah,
move
that's all I hear
camera.
Now.
Move the camera! Yes! Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea!
It's the same audio, right?
Yeah.
But when you think he's saying...
Yeah, it's interesting, because I can hear both. Sometimes I can hear it, sometimes I can't. Mm-hmm. I can wash it out in my brain if I'm thinking excellent.
Isn't the brain just a marvelous thing?
Some more than others.
Hey, I don't know if you saw this. Bad things happening to bad people. Steve Alford got fired today.
From where?
UCLA.
Oh, he still had that
job. They've never fired a coach during a season in 100 years in that program.
Oh, I guess the season is, they are in the middle of a season.
They're 7-6, and they decided that's not going to cut it. Alford, out. Steve Alford is done.
Yeah.
And keep it in California, they're going to do a reboot of 90210.
Always enjoyed bad things happening to bad people as opposed to anything good ever happening to me.
It's more fun for you when something bad happens to somebody bad than for something good to happen to you.
Yes.
It's interesting.
I prefer that. Well, it just happens more often.
Well, stay tuned. 90210 is coming back to TV, a reboot. Now, they did a reboot.
Yeah, with the same characters.
I don't think it was.
With some of the characters,
I don't think it was.
No? I thought they did.
Was it some of the characters, or was it an all-new thing?
I thought they had some of the characters back, obviously, now kind of like in charge of the apartment complex.
So like, Ian Ziering runs the Peach Pit?
Yes.
What happened to Joe E. Tata? Where is he these days? Beverly Hills 90210, they are doing a cast, a reboot with all of the original cast members. Jenny Garth, Tori Spelling, Jason Priestley, Ian Ziering, Brian Austin Green, and Gabrielle Carteris. Notice I didn't say Shannon Doherty. She's still not loved by these people. And who's the other one? The James Dean-looking fellow.
James Dean.
With the sideburns.
Luke Perry.
Luke Perry.
I don't know that he still has the sideburns anymore.
Well, it'd be kind of sad if he did.
I sent a River Bandits cap to Beverly Hills.
For, like, a fan?
Someone purchased it from Beverly Hills.
That's fantastic.
90120.
Really?
Yeah, I just thought that's kind of weird.
Really? By the way, speaking of the River Bandits, if you enjoy watching that Kyler Murray, the Heisman Trophy,
yes.
Did you watch him by that Oklahoma game against Alabama?
A decent amount of it.
If like me, you were excited by that play, I hope you'll join me Memorial Day weekend at Modern Woodman Park as Kyler's Beloit Snappers come to town.
If that's what he chooses to do.
He said he was going
to... Oh, he was
going
to go play baseball.
He's going to go play for the A's.
He's going to go play baseball.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said that when he picked up his Heisman Trophy. This is nice. I'm going to go get my bell rung a couple
that's
time more times.
If Beloit keeps their franchise.
What?
Right. Because I think it's been for like years.
This season there may not be a team in Beloit?
Well, there probably will be. But there were rumblings about Beloit because for more than a decade or something, they've been telling them that at their stadium they have to make improvements that they haven't done.
Really?
So they're kind of pushing it as far as keeping their any sort of baseball team there.
Oh, no. Well, he'll be there for sure the first half of this season, I would assume.
I would guess, but they've been put on double secret probation for quite some time.
All right, let's get into the top five.
What is he,
things.
An outfielder?
I would assume you'd put him in the outfield, but I don't know. I don't know.
Number one.
Number one on your top five things. Happy New Year, everybody.
Right.
Although a lot of you are listening to this and it's June.
Yeah.
Still can't wrap my head around podcasts.
You're listening to it for the third time. You're hooked on me, baby.
Police are offering in Louisiana. They're encouraging anyone with crystal meth to bring it in to be tested for the Zika virus.
I don't trust this.
Harahan Police Department posted on Facebook
Harahan
that meth brought in that meth that's been bought in any area of Louisiana is contaminated with the Zika virus.
Do you notice the commercials that they play on the radio now that basically talk about, don't drive high, man?
You're going to hear a lot more of that.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine you would.
Yeah, in a year from now, once
Illinois
once Pritzker's got it, where you can just get it at the store shelves.
You're going to be like...
When I was in Denver, man, there were PSAs on the radio, and it was the cops going, hey, everybody be cool.
Right. Like,
this is the way it's going to be. Just do it where you're supposed to do it. It was like that talk your RA used to give you, like, I don't want to have to enforce the rules. So
how much can
just
somebody grow in California?
In California?
Or, I mean, not in, or,
well, anywhere.
California, Colorado, any of those places? How much can you grow?
It depends on state to state. I think there's a little different rules, but it's more than enough.
Now, this might sound like a stupid question.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to go ahead and just grow it outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to be like, oh, it's inside, no one sees it.
I think so, although you really want to grow it inside. A lot can go wrong outdoors.
I understand that.
But
I'm saying if you were just going to be like, you know, I'm not, no muss, no fuss type thing.
And this is the thing.
I'm like, I'm not going to.
Growing it is a lot of work. It's not fun.
I get it.
This Uber driver we had in Denver, he was growing a bunch of plants. And he can't smoke it because he is an Uber driver.
Yeah.
And I guess they test you if you're an Uber driver.
Uh-huh.
And he also works construction.
Uh-huh.
So he was growing the maximum amount of plants because his next door neighbor had like stage 3 cancer.
Yeah.
Which I thought was, I mean, that's like, that's, ain't that America?
Yeah.
You're spending all this time growing plants and you'll never smoke just to help your neighbor. That's fantastic. Well, the cops down there in Louisiana say, please bring all of your crystal meth to the local police department and they'll test it for free. If you're not comfortable coming to us, an officer will be glad to come to you and test your meth in the privacy of your home.
Oh, I bet they will.
How much meth is contaminated with the Zika virus? Police are not saying. We also don't know if anyone's taken them up on the offer, but, you know.
Also, if you're an armed criminal, bring in your guns and we'll give you a...
Right? If you've kidnapped anyone, bring them in for double coupon day and...
It's all yours. No questions asked.
Well, there'll be some questions.
Buy one, get one free.
Annual report came out from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. And in this report, they highlighted all the things that were pulled this year in 2018. As we do our year-end, rear-end review, these were things that were pulled from people's rectums this year.
I like this.
These are things in the calendar year 2018.
What are we calling this?
It's our year-end, rear-end review.
Rectum damn near killed them.
Mm-hmm. These are just things that got pulled out of butts in the calendar year 2018, all right? These were in emergency rooms across America. A friend of mine is an emergency room doc in the St. Louis area, and she says it's
all we do.
Yeah.
So,
she's lost count of how many light bulbs.
I'm not really even a doctor anymore.
She's on the straight about the light bulb. I go, isn't that something else? She goes, not really. It's like once or twice a week someone comes in with a light bulb.
Floodlights?
I don't know. I don't doubt it. The angle of a floodlight might be a little bit more forgiving. I don't know. I don't know how that works. These are
lava lamp?
Pulled as
a whole damn lava lamp.
Here's a list of things that were removed from butts in emergency rooms in 2018. A Christmas ornament ball.
Sure.
A billiard ball.
Sure.
The leg of a telescope. Small shampoo.
A telescope.
The Adler Planetarium. Small shampoo bottle.
Large shampoo bottle.
Full-size shampoo bottle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you beat me to it.
Conditioner.
Full-size aerosol can. 7-ounce beer bottle. A candle. A patient squirted a mixture of bleach and water up there, wanting to prevent AIDS. Light bulb. Broom handle. Cell phone. Keychain with light and battery. Significant amount of string. And then my favorite.
A kitten.
Patient. Patient had a vibrator in rectum, tried to remove it with a screwdriver, lacerated the rectum, and now the screwdriver is in the colon.
Ugh.
That's just in butts, guys.
Rectum damn near killed him.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, my friend that's a ER doc in St. Louis is like, I've lost track of how many light bulbs I had to pull out of.
And then what percentage of people admit to what happened?
Right. It's all of that.
I fell on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
There's got to be some that are like, oh, I'll tell you what happened.
See, I almost think I would prefer you lie to me in that situation.
Yeah, it's going to be easier for everyone.
What? I put a light bulb in my butt. What? I don't know that I want to hear that. The U.S. consumer...
You products. Light up my butt.
Here are things that got pulled out of ears in 2018. This is our year-end... Ear-end review.
Now, is this more kids doing stuff, or this is still adults sticking stuff in their ears?
This is just the list of things from the U.S. Product Safety Commission. I don't know the ages.
Okay.
Doctors found in ears a tapioca ball, a tampon, toilet paper, and a drain plug. Someone this year had
people
to get...
just don't want to listen to other people? It's like, I just... Here, give me a tampon. I cannot put up with another word.
Things pulled out of noses this year. A pool noodle.
Oh, huh?
I know. How big is your nose, dude? Pool noodle. An unnamed sex toy, gum, and a butterfly. So a butterfly goes in your nose when you can't get it out?
Is the butterfly going to be okay?
No, it's quite dead, little snot-nosed Darren. Things pulled out of penises in 2018.
A rabbit.
3M command strip plastic hanger, pipe cleaner, and my favorite, fingernail clippings.
I'm going to need to keep these. I'm creepy claws. Pipe cleaner, I guess, makes at least sense. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, I mean,
I just don't think my flow is right.
Right. I need to go in there and just kind of snake it out.
Ream things. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy one of their holiday hot chocolates right now. And, of course, enjoy with the new year right around the corner, an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages as well as whole bean coffee. And loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. We love you all very much, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Make sure you bookmark that and you're all ready to go. Podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more, including their Cran Slam Club, homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, ham, lettuce, mayo on your choice of sliced white or wheat bread. It's absolutely delicious. Don't forget to turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I wanted to mention that you can listen to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things on iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio has a bunch of podcasts. They really want to make that a thing for 2019, that
okay.
People listen to podcasts. I mention that because iHeartRadio now, if you use it to listen to podcasts, it kind of knows what you're into, and then it'll send you suggestions. I got this morning from iHeartRadio, a suggestion for a podcast it thinks I would enjoy and should start downloading.
Things.
Yeah, wants me to know that Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast has 2 new episodes that I haven't listened to yet.
Oh, well, so, thank you.
Yeah, they're doing their part. God bless them. That's the iHeartRadio, which you can listen to again on our podcast here. Now I'm getting some sort of weird update here. That's not right. Okay. I'm getting some sort of weird... some sort of weirdness on the computer. I don't care for this. All right. I've managed to delete that. Let's do number three. I just got a weird pop-up.
Number three.
Russian bride. Mail order.
No, it wanted me to install something for Windows.
No,
this is a Mac computer. Let's go ahead and
not
say
not for long, apparently.
Geez. Number three, Utah. Now implementing the strictest drunk driving law. This went into effect as of this morning. Utah has lowered their blood alcohol content from 0.08 to 0.05.
Shouldn't it be tomorrow morning?
They did it today.
They did it today.
Yeah. They did it today, I guess, so that when they get
you... They did it for the show.
Well, that way if they get you tonight, you can't say... My understanding was
now, this rain going to hamper anybody's New Year's Eve plans? I mean, it doesn't change mine.
Well, the only thing it's going to hamper for me is I got a bunch of bottle rockets I want to fire off from Uncle Norm's fireworks. They're left over from the 4th.
Oh.
You got an hour and a half window tonight. You can do that legally.
And when is that window?
I think it's 10:30 to
till midnight.
Or 12. Maybe it's 10:30 to 12:30. Maybe it's a 2-hour window.
Yeah.
So I got a bunch of bottle rockets I want to fire off in the rain tonight, but other than that, I don't have any.
Yeah, and I suppose they don't have a rain date, do they? Where it's like, okay, it rained last night during that period, I'm going to fire them off tonight at midnight. No, can't do that.
That's not how it works. No. Most Uncle Norm stuff works in the rain. We'll be fine.
Or you can fire them off from the house
outside. That's a great smell when the bottle rockets, when you light them off in the kitchen to go off in the backyard, that's a great smell.
Well,
it would work. That's not going to get me in any trouble whatsoever. The house smells like bottle rockets until St. Patrick's Day.
So you'll see midnight tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Not guaranteed. Maybe.
Well, nothing is.
Yeah.
0.05 is basically, if you have a beer, you shouldn't be on the road. I mean, that's ridiculous. It was 0.10, then they lowered it to 0.08, and now Utah's making it 0.05. I mean, I bet right now you would blow a 0.05, and I don't even know how much you had to drink last night.
Or this morning.
Or on the ride over. I don't know. Other states
I can get a quick roadie in. It's only a mile away.
But. Other states are liking where Utah's going with this, and they want to follow in the footsteps of Utah. If they make the BAC in this country 0.05,
yeah.
These poor bar owners
are hurting. They're going to be put out of...
It's ridiculous.
Number four.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be able to have a glass of wine with your Olive Garden.
No.
Buy one, take one.
Especially when they give you that sample to begin with. I always get the sample even though I don't like wine. You're telling me you got free booze? Sure, sister, I'll try your Roscato.
I don't know if I like that one.
Do you have any more samples?
I don't
know if that works for you. You got anything in a beer that I might like? Doctors are now warning of a new medical condition, selfie wrist. This is something that they're seeing. This is caused by people using their wrist when they take pictures of themselves. Selfie wrist is a new form of carpal tunnel syndrome.
It's probably worse for people who have those selfie...
Sticks.
I mean, if you got it really way out there.
People who experience selfie wrist may feel a tingling or sharp pain, which comes from flexing your wrist inward or holding your phone too long without moving. There have been incidents in recent years where doctors have diagnosed selfie wrist. This is according to the Irish Medical Journal. If I could quote from the Irish Medical Journal, they say in great detail, they say,
"We're cakes for nothing."
Everybody knew that was coming, right? I didn't surprise anyone there.
It's not our first rodeo.
No, I get it.
That's okay. We all had a smile on our face, waiting for it.
How
do you even ponder a selfie stick?
Just listening to that switch go off in his voice. Listening to this morning.
Because there's still a glimmer of hope. It's like, Brett's going to make it happen. No, he's not.
We don't pour accolades on our opponents here. That's not what we do on this show. We don't say anything good about our opposition. First of all, Paul, I don't remember you putting on the pads and playing a down yesterday. Two.
Not much of an opponent, really.
Oh,
so
boy. I couldn't believe that they won that game. And in such...
It looked to me like Kirk Cousins was wearing his wedding ring. Do players wear the wedding ring? That doesn't seem like...
It was like a silicone thing that he had on.
Oh, so that's not going to hurt your fingers?
No, I don't think so. But
I was thinking maybe it was a tattoo.
Is he a left-handed quarterback?
Well, and still, I'm just saying anybody could be detrimental.
Wearing your wedding ring as a quarterback?
Or as a football player.
Yeah. Well, I could see...
I mean, it could be just someone trying to steal it.
I could see it getting caught.
Well, that's what I mean,
and then
something.
Your finger is gone. Yeah.
Right.
You don't want that.
Five.
Number five.
What are they paying him? $84 million for 3 years? and it's the last game of the year, and your number one wide receiver is screaming at you on the sidelines? Isn't that marvelous? Finally, our
last...
Got
a few exit interviews to do.
Right? Our last story of the year here, and I'm
Do you have to clean your locker out if you're coming back next year?
Yes.
They probably still want you to anyway,
yes,
don't they?
Yes, because lockers move then. You may have a new assignment. Yeah. Yes. Story here out of West Palm Beach, where a refrigerator on Saturday morning exploded inside a house. That's not what you expect from an appliance, right?
No.
The last thing you want is for your refrigerator
to turn into a bomb.
Let's go to WPTV down there in West Palm Beach for the story of the refrigerator, a Whirlpool refrigerator that exploded inside of this family's home. Again, this was on Saturday morning down there. They wanted to, you know, have a nice peaceful Saturday, and then the next thing you know, their Whirlpool refrigerator explodes. I'm stalling here because they're showing a commercial here for a big sale down there in West Palm Beach. They're having a scratch.
Anything good?
Well, it's weird too because they're showing a commercial for refrigerators
at all famous Tate locations.
Famous Tate.
It blew off of the door hard enough to where it hit this island and it folded itself over.
A West Palm Beach family grateful to be alive tonight.
Thing.
They
Look
say their refrigerator exploded inside
Is that
their
blood?
Home. The force so powerful it caused significant damage in several rooms. Luckily, a neighbor ran inside to help after hearing the smoke alarm from next door. News Channel 5's Jillian Idle has the story.
John, right now I want to show you what's left of this fridge. It's just the shell and thousands of dollars.
Looks like a bomb went off inside the damn thing.
Says is the refrigerator exploding early this morning.
I was in my room and I was asleep, and then I just heard the bang.
Mark Lagonde quickly rushed to the kitchen inside his parents' West Palm Beach home.
There was fumes coming everywhere.
A strong odor that he says made his eyes sting.
The fridge, like, exploded, and if you look at it at this angle right here, it expanded and expanded so much that it bent the metal of the stove.
The family's four-month-old Whirlpool refrigerator blown out of the wall and in pieces.
I mean, this looks like a bomb went off in their kitchen.
Are we sure it wasn't a bomb?
Honestly.
That neighbor who came in because he heard the...
What happened, guys?
What happened?
I'm here to help.
I didn't put a bomb in there or anything.
I didn't put a bomb in there.
Well, who said anything about a bomb? I didn't light him on fire.
I got one final story. A guy
You're escapes. Confessing to something we didn't ask you about.
A guy escapes from San Quentin. It's a big
nice
prison
job.
Out there. Yeah, right. The first person to escape from San Quentin in decades. They caught him at a California Taco Bell. 4 days on the lam.
You know, you haven't technically run to the border yet.
Shalom Mendoza.
That's just a commercial.
21-year-old Shalom Mendoza taken into custody there at the Taco Bell. The Shalom Mendoza line is the line where you, how many days you should wait when you're on the lam from prison
before you go out to the public.
Taco Bell. 4 days. He was reported missing there at San Quentin on Wednesday during a routine head count. But they found him at a Taco Bell, taken into custody in a Paso Robles Taco Bell, which was more than 200 miles southeast of the prison.
Can I get a name, please? Shalom.
He had gotten rid of his prison outfit and was wearing dark clothing at the time he was apprehended. Suspected of carjacking a vehicle after fleeing San Quentin. He was on, I guess, a work assignment duty and decided to leave. So it's not like he really escaped the prison. But that's where he was staying, and he escaped. Couldn't get enough of the beautiful Taco Bell.
They got that value meal.
I wanted to share some of the greatest hits from the year. Some of the things that you guys have said, and we're certain that it was Dr. Sergeant Pepper that won the cover five.
Yes.
Okay. That you looked into that this morning.
I just looked at it again.
Okay. Good. Because I'll make sure that.
Let me just show you so that your eyes see it as well.
Well, I was able to reinstall the cover five, and now it works on my
phone. Doesn't that look like that's Dr. Sergeant Pepper?
I don't even know. Yeah, Dr. Sgt. Pepper, 262 points. That's fantastic. Coming in second place then would be?
Shrimp cocktails.
Okay.
235.5.
You know, guys.
Okay. Floppy 32, Misha had a nice season, fourth place, 232,
and nice.
Mac Attack at 218. Although, this is a pretty convincing win this year.
Yeah.
It's usually closer than this, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the year I won it was, I won by like a half a point or whatever, right? And then the year I took second place, I only, it was only a point or two, right?
Last year was close, too.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, Dr. Sergeant Pepper, you did it. Congratulations, and thanks to everybody for playing Cover 5 with us this year. Next year, we'll do it again. I've got some stories. We asked you to reach out, and a lot of you reached out to say what your favorite stories were from the year here on the top five things.
Jog my memory.
I think this is a good way to end up 2018's podcast.
Our year-end, rear-end review.
Thank you. 309 says, my favorite story of 2018 was the horny French dolphin.
Right.
Favorite bit was, Quint can't keep a secret.
Ah, he's chief, he's sleeping, Hooper's sleeping with your wife.
And my all-time favorite story is the
Florida. He's sleeping with your wife, chief.
Florida, right? Here's
and
the
Hooper's
swimming.
Like, Hooper,
shut up, shut Quint. Up. I told you that in confidence. All-time favorite story is the Florida staring contest. Now, that wasn't from this year.
No. That's a good one.
That isn't bad. How about this? Home Alone kid missed. This is from the 563. The Home Alone kid missed a golden opportunity. Should have changed his name to the Vulcan and gotten plastic surgery on his ears. Probably would have boosted his career. You know, I was watching that commercial again, the Home Alone kid, Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
It's a cute commercial until you do the math and realize Kevin is now 38 years old and he's still living in that house.
Well, maybe the house was left to him.
No, because the whole bit is he's got the Home Alone because his mom and dad are gone for
the day. Gone again.
Yes.
So he's still living with mom and dad.
Yes.
I don't know that actor that played his dad is still alive.
He is not.
Yeah.
No. Catherine O'Hara, very much alive.
Yeah, she's still
one of the all-time greats. Here's another
I was certain that movie was going to be a bomb.
Well, why wouldn't you think that was going to be a bomb? Why? Who would
Home Alone, huh?
You'd be nuts to think that thing was going to be as huge as it was. I only saw it for the first time last year.
Mm.
And then when I watched it, I thought,
don't know that I've ever seen it all the way through.
Well, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. That would be. We're going to need a little bit more. You've taken over for Mike Schultz and everything, but you just saying it was fine.
It was fine. I mean, we don't have the time we used to have. How about this? 563 chiming in saying, this might just be because it was so recent, but one of my favorites this year was Darren's theory that the Bible may be Jesus' misinterpretation of the teachings of Jaws.
I think we had proof of that, too. Mm-hmm. Didn't you send me a screenshot of, what was it called, Santa Jaws?
Santa Jaws was a movie I watched on Sci-Fi Channel. And the
it's
idea
essentially the same thing.
The idea is this kid wants to be alone, so he makes a wish. And the shark comes out of the water.
Starts eating.
With a Santa camp on its dorsal fin. And it's got a horn the shape of a candy cane that it impales
kind
its victims
like
on.
Kind of like a narwhal.
It's like a narwhal great white shark dressed up as Santa Claus. I'm telling you, I've never had so much fun watching a movie. Although
90 minutes? 80?
Well, when you've zipped through the commercials, yeah, about 90 minutes.
Okay.
We watched that Paddington 2. When Rhonda wants to watch a movie.
Yeah.
Paddington 2. I don't know the first thing about Paddington Bear. It's a bear that wears a hat.
Did you like it?
Darren, I love this movie.
Really?
I'm telling you, I loved it.
It would be on the top 10 list for the year?
Absolutely.
Huh.
In fact, like, if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination, I think I'm
really
pissed. Paddington 2. Paddington 2 was phenomenal.
Huh.
Yeah, I can't believe I liked it as much as I did. I was like,
okay I'll suggest
we're
that.
We're all going to watch a movie here. Okay, what is it? It's just the best.
Really?
Yeah, I can't recommend it enough. Huh. A lot of you wanted to say this story, and I'll use Turtle Hammer here, who said, my favorite story of the year was the squirrel feeder who walked into his own booby trap, then told the 911 operator he'd had enough of life anyway.
I took
many of you said the squirrel feeder thing. I'll just let Turtle Hammer speak for all of you.
I should mention that, because people always wonder about a holiday fall update for me.
Yes.
It happened.
You fell again this year? Oh, that's a bruise. Jesus, Darren.
I know it.
his leg from knee to ankle is one giant black and blue mark.
Yeah.
What'd you do this year?
Tripped over a dog.
Oh,
Jack's got
no.
under my feet.
Oh, no.
He's fine.
That looks like it hurt. Oh, Darren. Get that looked at.
Well, that's what Rhonda said. I'm like, looked at?
It's a subdermal hematoma is what you got there.
No,
he's just going to tell you to put ice on it.
I haven't done yet.
Or she. Don't want to be sexist. That's going to do it.
Don't want to be sexy.
Or sexy. What's wrong with being sexy? Oh, I do have one more story.
Sure, go for it.
If you'll allow it.
We will be back with our first podcast of the year, 2019, on Wednesday.
I've been waiting to talk about this since our last show.
Paddington 3?
No, I'll go see it. I'll see that in the theaters. Although I still haven't seen Paddington 1. I don't know that I need to. Paddington 2 is
great. Is Paddington 2 that much better than Paddington?
Well,
is that a Hugh Grant thing?
Jenny and the boys saw Hugh Grant is in Paddington 2, and I've never enjoyed him so much.
Really?
He's great.
Huh.
They saw the original Paddington, and they both shared with me that this was much better than the original.
Really?
Better than the original?
This time it's personal.
The 2019 World Junior Championship is going on right now.
Of Junior Championship of what?
Hockey.
Oh, okay.
Hockey. And it's on right now on NHL Network. You can watch the juniors. And it's a big deal because these are a lot of kids who are going to be NHL superstars.
So these are kids that are not quite in high school or something?
The IIHF World Junior Championship. Oh, no, they're done going to high school.
Oh, they are.
No, these are kids that have been pros since they're, 16 or whatever. There are 10 teams in this tournament, and each team gets to choose the song that is played over the PA
when they score a goal.
Yes. So you have to choose a song, and people either love it, when the Mallards used to score a goal, they used to play Rock and Roll Part 2 by convicted child molester Gary Glitter. I don't know. I haven't been to a Storm game yet. What do they play there?
Don't know.
Oh, I mean, why am I asking you?
Blackhawks. they don't play. They probably played. That was it,
Chelsea Dagger. Yeah,
they don't play it a lot anymore.
That's a good point. So when you choose a song, you got to choose a song that everybody's going to love. People in Canada not happy with the song that they chose this year,
okay,
for their goal song. Every time the juniors in Canada score a goal this year, this is what they hear.
Huh. I say y'all having a good time out there. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe that all the teams don't do that.
Well, this is the problem. The first game, half the Canadians are like, okay, I get it. And the
other
half of the Canadians,
how many goals did they score?
They won the first game 14-0.
Oh, boy.
14 times.
There's another one.
I say y'all having a good time out there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Watching the game on TSN, and they're like, oh, not again. No, quit it.
I want to be a hockey player.
I want to be a baby.
In that.
Yeah, they had all this hype for this goal song, and then it was Pitbull, and the Canadians not happy. Saying that it's a kick in the balls every time they hear "Don't Stop the Party."
Ain't that a kick in the head?
That's going to do it for the top five things. Everyone have a happy new year.
Yeah,
thanks
have a
for
safe
listening.
One, be cool,
mm-hmm.
And we'll see you on Wednesday.
Right,
2019.
Can you believe it? Until we get a chance to do it for you, then I guess hang loose, Kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. For the Quad Cities ref spot, dabbing board, yeah, we keeping it locked, right, guys? Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Well, it was fun. I'm gonna go take a nap now, and then I think I'm gonna call some hospitals.